This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, how to plan group trips that don't bust your budget or your friendships, when to book peak season trips without paying peak season prices, and more. So travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of the Quick Hits. And this is wedding week. And more specifically, if you're listening to this on the day that this went live, this is my wedding day. Exactly. So October 10th, 10-10, Taryn picked this date. I mean, we picked it together, but her thing was, hey, 10 out of 10 from a wedding and marriage and relationship status. And so absolutely love it. Yeah, this is the wedding day, and super excited that you guys are on the podcast and listen. I, for obvious reasons, I'm going to try to keep this one super brief because A, this is a very busy week. We are headed down to the Dominican Republic. If you follow us on social media, which I hope you do, you're going to see our stories. You're going to see the wedding clips from all the things that we have going on, our incredible venue, which please also cross your fingers for good weather, which if the weather is not ideal, well, then it's going to be like those old 2000s, 2010 movies, like Step Up 2 in the streets where people started just partying and dancing in the rain. That's what we're going to do if we have to. But in all seriousness, looking for a fantastic time with some really great people. And I have received a lot of congratulations and good words from a lot of you listeners through our WhatsApp chat and everything else. So really appreciate it as well. I am recording this on Sunday, October 5th. So I am sure there's probably some amazing news that's going to come out this week, but I am going to only go with a couple of things for right now, just because, again, very, very busy week. A lot of different last minute things that we have prepped for. I'm getting a million questions in our wedding group chat because it's a destination wedding and we have probably close to 70 people attending. And so a lot of things on the plate right now. So I'm just going to jump right into it with the things that I think would be pertinent to know and that are up to date as of the time that I am recording this. So the big thing for those of us that are in the US, which are the vast majority of our listenership, but we have many people that listen from all over the world, so this won't affect everybody. But if you're planning to travel into the US or you are in the US, this is pertinent to know that the federal government is in a shutdown as of October 1st and as of this recording. So hopefully, seeing as I have a lot of friends and clients who are government employees, by the time this comes out, this is not relevant anymore. But if it is still relevant, I think it's beneficial for you all to know how travel could be affected when it comes to the government shutdown. And while most of the country is not going to feel things right away, I do think if you are an avid traveler, you're going to start noticing some turbulence, if you want to call it that, if this thing drags on. So a few things. Let's talk airports first. TSA officers and air traffic controllers are considered essential employees, so they'll keep working, but technically without pay. And that's when absenteeism usually spikes. Back in 2019, LaGuardia actually had to shut down temporarily because too many controllers called out. So expect the potential for longer security lines and delays if the shutdown lasts more than a week or two. The next is passports and global entry. Those are going to still keep processing because they're funded mostly by the application fees, but if the shutdown lingers, some passport offices inside federal buildings could close and processing times may start to slow. So if your passport's about to expire, you're going to want to get that renewal in as soon as possible. National parks will technically stay open, but with minimal staff. So that's going to likely mean maybe some dirty restrooms, limited emergency services, and some closures if things get unsafe like we saw back in 2018. And then museums like the Smithsonian and National Zoo in DC are open for now at least using some leftover funds, but if the shutdown drags on, expect them to close too. So the U.S. Travel Association says that the shutdown could cost the travel industry about $1 billion per week and around $140 million a day in lost economic impact. So if you do have upcoming travel, build in some extra time at the airport, double check the status of any national parks or monuments, and you're going to want to get ahead on those passport renewals. Again, this is a destination wedding for myself and everyone else that's going. So hopefully we have no travel issues. But if you do follow us on social media, you're going to get to see firsthand, if you've been watching our stories, whether things have gone smoothly or chaotic. So crossing our fingers, hoping everything goes smooth. But keep that in mind that the U.S. could be affected from a travel standpoint when it comes to the government shutdown that is currently going on. So Mesa's homeowner card, the 50,000 point welcome offer for spending $12,000 in 3 months that was supposed to end September 30th, that's been extended to October 15th of 2025. And that's still using the same code, the promo code of SEPT50. We're going to link, and this is full transparency, this is our direct affiliate link for Mesa Homeowner Card, but you still have to put in that promo code of SEPT50 to get this 50,000 point welcome offer. Now, I like to be super transparent. My goal is to be very transparent as I'm chatting and talking with all of you and sharing things on the podcast. And I've put this in the WhatsApp chat, but I was declined with the Mesa Homeowner Card. And it wasn't because of the usual reasons why you get credit cards decline, which I don't think I've actually been declined for a card in a very, very long time, but I got a decline for failure to be able to confirm my identity. And now, thankfully, through the work that we do with Boldly Go and the podcast and all things, have a direct line to Mesa, their team, their CEO. And so I reached out to them directly. And to be very clear, I said, hey, look, this has affected me, but I know it's affected a lot of our listeners because I know many of you have reached out to me directly and said, hey, we're having these troubles getting approved for the Mesa card. Many of you have gotten it and love it and have had no issues, but I've gotten a lot of DMs, a lot of emails with people that have had issues getting the card themselves. This was my first attempt at getting the card. And so I emailed them directly and said, hey, this issue with identity verification has come up. And the key thing is I was never asked to provide any additional documentation to confirm my identity, nor do I believe I've received a single credit pull at all. After some follow-up emails, they basically said they've reset my application. They've essentially enabled, so I should be able to go through with no issues. Now, to be very clear, I also said, I don't want this to just be a benefit to me because of the connection that I have. I want to figure out what is the solution for the listeners that have also had this problem. Because yes, by having the access, it's great, but I don't think it's fair if they just fix it for me. But many of you who listen to our show and have let me know of these problems are kind of stuck and haven't gotten any benefit. So I've been waiting to hear back on what the solution will be for you all as well. So the first piece is they said, well, we've kind of helped set it up so you can pass through. So we've reset your application. You should be here back in a couple of days. Well, a couple of days went by. And again, transparently, I got the notice, the exact same email, identity verification, basically declined for not being able to confirm my identity. So as of this recording, at least, I don't have the Mesa card, nor do I have a solution to this issue. So trust me when I say, for those of you that have had an issue with this, I am fervently trying to figure out how to get not only the situation fixed for myself, but for you as well. So stay tuned. If I have an update, I will provide it to you as best as possible. I've put some of this in the group chat as I've talked through it a little bit. I know a lot of you in the group, in the WhatsApp chat, joked and said, if I can't get in, there's no luck for anyone else. But my goal is to not only solve this for myself, but you know, this is a community. And if I can help benefit all of you as well, that is 100% my goal. But for those of you, I don't want to discourage anyone that hasn't applied yet to go ahead and take advantage. Again, as of right now, good through October 15th, this 50,000 point welcome offer. I actually was personally planning to wait until Q1 of next year to get the Mesa card, but this offer was so good, I decided I wanted to jump on it now. And we'll see if I can get it before this 10-15 deadline or extension deadline, because obviously with the wedding going on, I've got a lot of other priorities. So we'll see what happens between now and then. And the last note we have here is that if you recall a couple episodes ago, we had Robin Sachs Frankel on talking about the Hilton Aspire card and talking about the perks of being with Hilton specifically. Obviously, Hilton has had a number of devaluations recently, but they do have some increased sign-up bonuses on all of their cards right now. Their Honors card, Surpass, Aspire, and even the Business card all have some increased elevated offers, which can make them ideal to go after. I'm slightly bummed because I just got the Aspire card pretty much right after I recorded that episode with Robin. So I believe I missed out on this elevated offer. But the Aspire card right now, 175,000 points after a $6,000 spend in 6 months. Something to keep in mind if you are looking for not only that Amex or that Hilton Diamond status, but again, getting a bunch of Hilton points as well. So guys, we're going to wrap this one up right here. Again, I always like to express my thanks and appreciation for every single one of you who listen to the show, the feedback we get, the communication in the WhatsApp group. A lot of you guys have said that not only is this your favorite podcast, which I love to hear, but also the group chat is one of your favorites as well. I definitely appreciate that. This is something that even with me getting married this week, I want to make sure I can get out information to you all and content to you all as well. So definitely appreciate everything that you guys throw back at me for what I put out to you. And again, follow, if you don't already, us on social media, the @boldlygo.world Instagram account. Our stories are probably going to have blown up today and the following days with stuff from the wedding and the wedding venue and ceremony and everything else. We're going to have a full episode. Terry and I are going to do a whole kind of talk about, not only we're going to have one episode dedicated to just the wedding experience, and then we're actually going to have our destination wedding planner on a future episode as well. So something for you guys to look forward to, I should say. And the interesting thing, this is an amazing, amazing resort, Casa de Campo, that we're staying at. To give you an idea of the size, it's like, I think it's 65 square miles, the resort property. It's huge. This isn't a typical Secrets, Sandals, Grand Hyatt, whatever you want to call it, type of resort, Hyatt Zilara. This is on a different level in a very unique way. And so while this isn't a point stay, we are getting a boatload of points for this wedding, but I think this is a really cool resort to talk about because it's very unique. I've never experienced any other resort like this anywhere else in the world that we've been. And so something that maybe you guys will have interest in visiting yourself in the future or having an event at yourself in the future as well. So with that, I will wrap this one up. I hope everyone has had a fantastic week, has a fantastic weekend, and it's wedding season, y'all. Take care.
Travel doesn't just happen when you get on a plane. I'm Pauline Frommer, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore not just where to go, but how to bring travel into your everyday life through books, shows, and stories that shift your perspective, plus insights on smart destinations, timely trends, and interviews with the people shaping the way we explore. Find us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or voyescape.com.